Shree Sai Ram. Our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan Shree Satya Sai Baba. Swami says the end of education is character. However, in the world today, people are ready to do anything for worldly success and money without caring for the core human values. This mad pursuit of power, money, and fame has led to decline of human values in society, thus resulting in loss of peace and happiness. As Swami teaches us that it is only by practicing human values of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, and Ahimsa that man can get lasting peace and happiness. To depict this, we, the Baldika's children of Chennai Metro West, are staging a play named Satyam Vada Dharmam Chara. In this skit, Ajay is an MBBS student who is living in an apartment with his friends away from his home. The scene opens as Ajay's parents have sent him a letter that they would be visiting him today, and Ajay is busy making preparations to receive them.
Hi Ajay, never seen you work like this before.
Yeah, my parents are coming today. If they find out all the things I have been doing, surely get mad at me.
Yes. If they find out all you have been doing, they'll surely get a heart attack. If you do not listen to me, I'll tell them everything.
Keep quiet, man. I told you I would stop it. And please do not tell my parents that I cheated on my college exams last term.
When will I learn?
Leave it, yaar. Another thing, if they find out that I eat non-veg food, it would be a big problem. You must tell Shyam not to buy any non-veg food from Dhaba Wala when my parents are here.
Ajay, behaving like that is not good. Anyway, that's your problem. I'm leaving. Bye.
Mummy, you're here so early. I thought you would take at least an hour more.
Ajay, how wonderful to see you, my boy. See, your mummy has brought you some sweets and some pakodas, which you like so much.
Oh, my boy, how are you? Are you well? Do you eat properly? Are you studying well? Is the college good?
Mummy, will you be quiet? So many questions, always fussing.
Ajay has not changed. Here we have come all the way to see him and he just walks out.
Who's that?
Me, Shyam sir.
Are you Ajay's parents? Very happy to see you sir. Please sit down. Let me make some tea for you.
Oh, so you are the Shyam that Ajay mentioned in his letter. I am very happy that you are here to take care of Ajay. Does he give you a lot of trouble?
No, sir. He doesn't give any trouble. Just a minute, I'll keep this inside and make some tea for you.
What is this? It smells very strange.
Oh, this is chicken. Ajay sir wants chicken every day for lunch. Eek! Chicken! Oh my God!
Shyam, we are vegetarians. We do not eat non-veg food.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm very sorry, sir. I shall immediately return this.
Alas, this boy has started eating non-veg food. What will he do next? What shall I tell his grandparents? They will be so upset.
It is indeed very bad of him to eat like this.
Hi, Dad. Has Shyam come yet?
Yes, he has. He has just gone out again.
That lazy fellow. Why should he go out again? Avoiding work all the time.
I only asked him to go out. I wanted him to return the chicken he bought.
Oh! He bought chicken. Did he? silly fellow. He cannot stay without eating chicken.
Oh, he is the one who eats chicken, is it?
Yes, Daddy. He loves it. I do not allow him to cook it, so he buys it. When he comes back, I'll teach him a lesson. Thank God, my quick wit saved me. Otherwise, I would have been caught today.
Shyam, you fool! Why did you buy chicken today?
Sir, stop, stop! How do I know that you do not want chicken today?
Did not Suresh tell you?
I did not miss Suresh, sir, at all.
Ah, I'll teach Sir Suresh a lesson as well. Now go into the kitchen and do some work.
Alas, my son, not only it's non-veg food, he does not have the courage to admit it. He falls and blames his poor servant and mistreats him.
Ajay, why did you abuse and beat Shyam? I saw everything. You must never treat people like that. He deserves it. These servants must be kept in their place.
No, Ajay. The true test of any man's character is determined by how he treats people who are at a lower social status than him.
Daddy, started lecturing again? Huh, you and your foolish old-fashioned ideas.
Namaste, uncle and auntie. You must be Ajay's parent. I am Suresh.
Oh, good afternoon to you, my boy. How are you?
Very fine, uncle. How was your journey?
We are very comfortable. Thank you very much.
I am very happy to see that Ajay has such a nice friend and roommate. How was college? Ajay told us that he came first in the college last term. Does he study very hard?
Alas, they do not know that he cheats.
He always gets good marks.
Suresh, my boy, I will ask you some questions about Ajay. And you must tell me the truth. If you tell lies, it will be like lying to your own mother, okay?
Auntie, please do not put me in a difficult spot like this. Please spare me.
No, my son, we have no choice but to ask you. I understand your position. But as parents, unless we know how our son is behaving, how will we correct him? You must tell us the truth.
Tell us the truth. Does Ajay really study hard? All his books look like they have not even been opened. How come he gets good marks then?
My boy, we will not beat or shout at Ajay. I promise you. Please tell us the truth.
He cheats during exam.
Tell me, what does he do the entire day then?
He likes to see movies all the time.
But how does he get money for all that?
Please do not ask me that, uncle.
No, you must tell me. What does he do to get that money?
He sells medicines.
Medicines? What medicines?
In the hospital, we get some free medicines. The government gives the hospital such free medicines to give to the poor. Ajay and other students sell those medicines for money.
Oh my God, this is criminal. What happened to you?
Don't worry, auntie. I warned him many times. Okay, uncle. I have to go to the library. Bye, auntie.
How are we going to change Ajay?
God, please show us a way out.
का सागर है तू प्यार का सागर है तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम लौटा जो दिया तूने लौटा जो दिया तूने चले जाएंगे जहां से चले जाएंगे जहां से हम
तू प्यार का सागर है तू प्यार का सागर है
हेलो हु इज इट
सर दिस इज Ghanshyam from Sainiketan Ashram in Mahabalipuram. How are you, sir?
Oh, Ghanshyam ji, I'm fine, sir. How are you all? How is the ashram?
We are all fine. I just called you to ask for some favors, sir.
Please tell me. I shall do my best.
Well, our ashram boy Prasad has to go to his hometown urgently. He wants 1 month leave and he is leaving us next week. I was wondering if you know any boy who can replace him for a month. If you know someone, it will really help us manage things in the ashram.
Really? Let me think and get back to you.
Thank you, sir and Sairam.
God is truly great. He sends us an answer to our prayers as soon as we make it. He has found the perfect answer.
What happened?
Ajay shall become Prasad's replacement.
What? What are you talking about?
This was Ghanshyam ji from Sainiketan Ashram. His ashram boy Prasad wants to go to his hometown and hence wants to take 1 month's leave. Ghanshyam ji wants a replacement boy and ta-da! It's going to be Ajay.
Ajay?
Yes. But I am hoping that by God's grace, seeing all those people there, it would make his heart change.
You could be right. Anyway, next week onwards would be Ajay's vacation time. Let him spend it in the ashram.
Ah, Ajay, you have come at the right time. I have an order for you. You better do it or else...
My God! I've never seen him looking so fierce. What's up, I wonder? No, no, I cannot.
You should.
Ghanshyam ji, I want Ajay to understand the importance of human values for joyful living. I am sure with our Swami's grace, he will transform into a good human being. I'll take leave of you.
Don't worry, Swami is there.
Thank you, Sairam.
Sairam. Sairam Ghanshyam ji, Sairam Rahul.
The last two rooms in the first floor are leaking. So we have moved the inmates of that room to the ground floor. Is it possible to repair and paint those rooms? And also the entire ashram needs to be whitewashed and painted. Is it not better to do it before the rains?
Rahul, get somebody urgently to do the repairs for the leakage. But whitewashing and painting cannot be done now. You know our financial position. Let us wait. Swami sets everything on time. So do not worry.
Okay, Ghanshyam ji. I will go and get Nandu to do the repairs.
Kishore is a very wealthy businessman. However, he does business in things which are harmful to society. Kishore is very proud of his wealth and thinks that money can buy everything. He comes to the ashram and meets Ghanshyam ji.
Hello, sir. My name is Kishore and I'm a businessman.
Sairam, please come in and have your seat.
I have heard a lot about this ashram. It seems you have 30 orphans and 15 old people as inmates here.
Yes, you are right.
I want to give 10 lakhs as donation to your ashram.
I'm afraid I cannot accept your kind offer.
Why? I'm not asking you anything in return.
Dear sir, it is not our practice to accept donations like this.
You see, 10 lakhs is a huge amount of money. You need money and I'm willing to give you.
It is the quality that is important and not the quantity. We believe that our Swami runs the ashram. We never fall short of fund for any necessities. You are a very kind man to make this offer. Is there anything else you want to talk to me?
You people will always live like this only. Bah!
Wait, young man. Do not get angry. The Lord is always with you.
Bah!
What is this? Why are you behaving so foolishly? Should have taken the money and done your painting.
Money comes and goes, but morality comes and grows. This ashram has been formed for the purpose of serving society and not harming society.
But you are not harming society. He is a businessman and he is not going to lose anything.
Patra Shuddhi and Padartha Shuddhi, it also holds good to the money we receive. The money that we get should be earned from noble activities. Anyway, let me clean the place.
Should I call the servant?
Ajay, everyone is a servant of God. No one is a master here. Our Swami is the only master for all.
That man broke your vase and you're telling him that God is always with you? Did you not get angry with that man? If I had been in your place, I would have slapped him on his face.
Ajay, if you cannot oblige, at least speak obligingly. Even our enemies become friends through love.
He is never going to become a friend. And I think you need to change and not him.
You know, anger enslaves man. Anger shows his helplessness. He was not angry with me, but with himself because he could not convince me.
Luckily, I came back to take my cell phone. I heard all that you were talking to him. I am very ashamed of my behavior. You have opened my eyes. Please allow me to come here every Sunday to spend my time with you.
You are most welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Sairam. Ajay, did you see the change in the businessman?
I never expected that from him.
I told you that our Swami is the master of this place. Come, let us go and see the repaired rooms. Arun, come, what happened? Are you not playing?
I am having a slight headache.
Come, let me see. You are having slight fever also. Ajay, call up Dr. Srihari. Tell him that you are calling from Sai Niketan and that one of the children has fever.
Ghanshyamji, the doctor said he'll be here in 10 minutes.
That doctor is a great human being. He loves all the children here.
Sairam Ghanshyamji, what happened to Arun? Let me go and see. Looks like viral fever. I'll prescribe some medicines for him. He'll be completely alright. Bye, Arun. Take rest.
Sairam. Anjay, take 500 rupees from the cash box and get the medicines.
These medicines are very expensive. Here is the bill, sir.
Earlier, we used to go to the government hospitals and get the medicines free of cost.
Why don't we do the same now?
Nowadays, some of the college students sell these medicines to make money. The youth of today seem to be having no values at all. The sufferers are the poor people of our country. What happened, Ajay?
I'm very ashamed of myself.
Ajay, come tell me, my son, why are you crying?
I was also one among the students who sold the free medicines.
See, Swami has given you courage to accept your mistake openly. Do not cry. You're a brave boy. Do not repeat your mistakes.
No wonder my father was so upset with me.
Those who love us always want to see us as good people. You're a very good person by nature. Your father will be proud of you one day. Come, let us go and arrange for dinner. Ajay, I just called up your parents and told them that you're having chikungunya. They will be here anytime.
Thank you, uncle.
Ajay, bhaiya, how are you feeling now?
Arun, don't come near me. I think you may get fever again.
No, I will not get fever. Our uncle says we should show more love when people are sick.
Ah, amma.
What happened, bhaiya?
My legs are paining so much.
Let me press your legs.
It's okay, you go and play.
How can we play when our bhaiya is in pain? All the others are jointly praying for your speedy recovery.
Tatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhivo Yona Prachodayat. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Very good children.
That is because we are all Swami's children. Uncle says that Swami is mother, father, friend and God for us.
Arun, I will take care of Bhaiya. You go and study.
Bye, uncle. Bye, Bhaiya.
Ajay, take rest. Do not think about the past now.
Uncle, I'm so ashamed of myself. These children are so good.
Who said you're not good?
I cannot remember one thing I did which made people around me happy.
Do not worry. Your parents will be here any minute. They're going to be very happy to see you.
Ajay, my boy, how are you?
Ajay, do you still have fever?
No, Daddy. I'm fine now. Thanks to all these wonderful people.
Yes, my son. Did I not tell you that this is a place where you can experience the Divine Himself?
Yes, Daddy, you were right. Thank you very much for making me stay at this place.
He was cursing to come to this place before and now he loves it.
Suresh, remember, you were hesitating to tell us the truth about Ajay. However, only because you told us everything about him that all this could happen.
Yes, Auntie.
Suresh, I'm very proud that I have a wonderful friend like you. Thanks for telling my parents the truth about me.
Yes, my son. Truth is the foundation for lasting happiness.
I've also realized that one vice leads to another. You know, I used to eat non-veg food. I did not respect my parents. I mistreated Shyam, who was taking such good care of me. I was only cheating myself when I cheated in the college exams. How can I become a good doctor if I do not study well? As students, it is our duty to study well and make our parents proud of us. And selling medicines was something so criminal. When I think of it now, I feel so miserable.
Don't worry, my boy. It is not too late to correct oneself. God is always waiting for man
to realize his mistakes and march towards the path of truth and righteousness. As Swami always says, Satyam Vada Dharmam Chara.
Yes, yes. Earlier, I used to always have the fear of getting caught for telling lies and doing all wrong things. I was never at peace with myself. In this ashram, I saw that the inmates are so happy and contented. I have realized that peace dawns when we follow Satya, Dharma and Prema. I used to think that they were all ideas and cannot work in the modern world. However, it is here that I realize that human values are eternal.
Ajay, I am so happy that you have realized this. My son, today the number of people who practice the values of true life have reduced. If young people like you and Suresh once again take them up, the world will soon become a paradise with Satya and Dharma everywhere.
Oh, Mummy! I'm sure that India will soon have one of the finest doctors in the world. Confused? You, man!
Come on, Suresh. Stop teasing me. How am I going to thank a lot for this?
Let us all thank Swami by spreading his message. Let us touch our Swami's heart by living on values every day.
Yes, Uncle. When I become a doctor, please allow me to come and do service here on all the weekends.
Why only you? Let all the three of us come and do service here.
That is really nice of you. Let me call the children. Let us have a joint prayer before you leave.
Let us follow our Lord's teachings of Satya and Dharma in order to get Shanti and Prema.
Dharma Shanti Prema Sabko Dijo
Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Sabko Dijo
Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Swarupap Hai
Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Swarupap Hai
Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Jeevan Ka Marma Hai
Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Jeevan Ka Marma Hai
Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Jeevan Ka Marma Hai
धर्म शांति प्रेम जीवन का मर्म है
धर्म शांति प्रेम सबको